Welcome back, sports fans. It's International Week. Gareth Southgate is caretaker manager of England, and England are facing off against Malta. On the line to talk to us about what might happen is Alex Donoghue from Ladbrokes. Alex, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
That's all right. So England facing off against Malta. England are 40-1 on. Malta are 50-1. Obviously, we all know what's going to happen here, but is it going to be as one-sided as we think?
I'm not sure necessarily that it will be. I mean, it's if you've got a spare £4,000 knocking around and you want to make £1,000, this could be a pretty safe bet, but that's probably not going to be very applicable to very many people. I think these games, actually, the value, at least in my humble opinion, is betting on them to be a bit more of a damp squib than people might expect. I think there's some real value in going lower on the goals than the market might predict. So I'll be backing England to win to nil, but maybe only I'll be spreading my money around 2, 3, 4, certainly no higher than 5-0. I think people that think England may be right for cricket score against these teams are a little bit mistaken. I think there could be a couple of goals early doors, there'll be some changes rung at half time, and then the players will just start to knock the ball around. No one's going to want to get injured in this kind of game. No one's really going to put themselves out. The Maltese will put themselves around. I'll be at Wembley on Saturday. I'm looking forward to going to the game. Obviously, England official bookmaker of the FA. I look forward to the occasion and going to the game. But my way of making that pay will be going low on goals. I think it's going to probably only be 3 or 4-0 will be my best bets.
Well, that's good to know. But whilst we've got the Premier League on hold for a while, I was taking a look at the Ladbrokes website and looking at the price to win the Premier League. And you've got Liverpool in second at 4-1 and Spurs in fourth at 7-1. That seems the wrong way around to me.
Yeah, you would think so after Spurs beat Man City at the weekend. So it was looking like it was a one-horse race with City odds on for the title. I think they were backed in as short as almost 1-2. They've now drifted after they lost against Spurs. It looks like it might be a three-horse race now with Liverpool in the mix at 4-1. All loyalties to Everton's side. I'd much rather be backing Spurs at 7-1 than Liverpool at 4-1. But it looks like as soon as the domestic football returns, we will have a quite fascinating Premier League race back underway. And I think Spurs at 7-1 could be a good bet if they can stay in that.
Yeah, for all Spurs fans, it's good to know Arsenal 6-1, so keep that in mind. But moving forward, we've got Newmarket on Saturday, and you've got the Savarovic race at 4:10. Big race at the weekend, nice bit of history. Any money moving on that?
Yeah, it's a big race. It's a very difficult race to pick the winner of, much like the Cambridgeshire a couple of weeks ago. It's 2 miles, 2 furlongs, big field, lots and lots of runners. This is always a race where it pays to have a look at what the jumps trainers ascending. David Pipe should have a good chance in the race. The jumps trainers often obviously training horses that are familiar over the longer distances, so the stamina won't be a problem there. So there'll be a horse of David Pipe's in there at a fairly big price, which could go well each way. But it's a very difficult race, and I would advise caution betting heavily on a race for so many runners like this. But a nice spectacle to bring the flat season almost to a close.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see it. And Alex, I can't wait to talk to you next week. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thanks, Sergio.
Thank you, Alex. That's all from us. That's all from Tip TV. We'll be back next week.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.